FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Yeah, I'd say it has officially unraveled now, wouldn't you, Chris Wallace? Good morning to you.
Say we have unraveled. I mean, having said that, you know, we have to be careful because we saw what a rush to judgment can do, but it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good. The thing's been going downhill for a while now. I thought that the Chicago police kind of handled it with kid gloves. They really warned people off. Reporters were trying to report on a lot of this a week ago, and they kept saying, now wait, and then finally they admitted to it. So here we are.
Yeah, and I can understand. I mean, it obviously is sensitive. The Chicago police have a reputation after some shootings and about not being sensitive to the African-American community, and when somebody says that they're the victim of a racial attack, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt as you investigate it until you no longer do. But I thought the police handled it right, and Jesse Smollett handled it wrong. And, you know, in the end, to me, that's kind of the fascinating story, just as a human story. Why? I mean, here's a guy, he's successful, he's making money, he's respected. He's on a big show, and you know he did something that really, it seemed to me, when you think about it, despite the kind of rush to judgment in the beginning, was going to unravel because there were so many holes in his story. So you kind of wonder what psychological problem there was that he felt the need to do this in the first place.
So if Chris Wallace gets Kamala Harris or Cory Booker on his show one time, do you look at them this weekend, whichever show they might appear on, and say, so are you ready to stand up and say this wasn't a high-tech lynching or a modern-day lynching? Or I mean, they all tried to take advantage of this story early
on. You know, I've
been
thinking about this aspect of it. I hope your listeners will hear everything I'm going to say. On the one hand, and I've always felt this, the idea that you try to score political points on an individual crime, I think is a huge mistake. I remember when the guy was arrested, and he did send the mail bombs to CNN and to a number of commentators and public officials, and some people wanted to blame Trump. And I fought back against that, and I said, no, you got to blame the perpetrator. That's the guy who did it. So I think going beyond and trying to make a political statement about this, well, this shows everything that's wrong with the country and Trump, I think that's a big mistake. Even if it had incidentally turned out to be true, I think that would have been a big mistake. But having said that, I'm a little concerned about the people talking about the rush to judgment in the sense that, you know, when somebody says I was beaten up or I was raped without making a political judgment, isn't it kind of natural, particularly if it's somebody who you have no reason to think is a crackpot or has a political agenda, that you would kind of believe them?
In Smollett's case, yeah. I mean, he had a little bit of a reputation apparently before this, but given that he was a movie star and fairly well thought of, at least in media circles, I understand why Robin wanted to have him on ABC News first thing, right? It was a big competition for everybody to get him on first.
Any show would have wanted him on. And, you know, the story changes. So, I don't know. I mean, I didn't see that interview, so I don't know how tough or how what she was. But, you know, again, if tomorrow... I'm trying to think of some movie star, Lady Gaga, I'm trying to think of the Oscars, suddenly said that she had been beaten up, would our disposition be to believe her or to sit there and go, well, we got to be sure about this?
Maybe a little less so today than we were yesterday.
I know, which is sad. I do think, however, that the idea of trying to draw, and I hope you understand the distinction I'm making between one believing a person when they say it, not to say you don't investigate, and obviously if things change, they change. I think that's legitimate. I think trying to score political points or draw political lessons from it is always a mistake.
Yeah, well, he certainly helped that effort out with the whole reference to the MAGA hats and all
no,
of that.
No, he did. He absolutely played into it, and he played into people's preconceptions. I don't know whether he's going to go to prison or not. There's some people who believe if it's a first offense, he'll get probation. But I'll tell you one thing I think is that he should have to pay every dime of what the Chicago Police Department spent investigating this story.
Chris, you know what? The world you and I live in these days, what a difference 7 days can make in the news cycle. I mean, a week ago, everybody was focused on the emergency declaration by the president. You had Stephen Miller on. You had some tense moments on the air with him. I thought, do you feel any differently about that interview today than you did last Sunday?
No.
No.
I don't. I thought that you know, I asked him, here's the thing, and I got a lot of people who praised me, and I got some people who were unhappy with the interview. But you know, it's our job. I understand if it were a Democrat on, you know, and I think my reputation speaks for itself. If I had Cory Booker on the show, I would absolutely ask him. You know, a modern lynching? Doesn't that turn out to have been, a vastly overreaction to what turned out to happen, and maybe even at that time it was a vast overreaction and you were trying to score political points. So I wouldn't have any problem going after, confronting, probing a Democrat as well as a Republican. The point I was trying to make was, you guys, the president, you as one of his top advisors, keep talking about 59 declarations of emergency, and so there's a wide, long precedent for this. Having said that, there isn't, because it's never happened before, and I think this is why a lot of Republicans and conservatives and constitutionalists are upset with this. You know, it's one thing if it's an emergency and you sit there and say, suddenly there's been 9/11, suddenly we're in the Gulf War, and we need to take money to build barracks in Afghanistan. That's one thing. It's a different thing if there's been a 10-year argument about whether or not to build a fence, and Congress, maybe in their wisdom, maybe in their ignorance, has refused to give it to you, and then you sit there and say, well, I'm going to declare an emergency and do it. I mean, all I say, and I think it's always a good thought experiment to people, just think how it would be if somebody you disagree with on a policy you oppose was doing it.
Had done the same thing. I mean, my theory is that he doesn't ever expect to get his hands on that money, and he's done it to distract Congress while he spends the other money that he's got on drug interdiction.
Well,
I think that's where he's going.
Let's say that's even true. And I hate to say it, I've thought the same thing. I've also thought, it scores a political point. It says to his base, I'm trying. But that's pretty cynical, isn't it, to sit there and claim something and try to invoke a presidential executive power if you don't really think you're ever going to get it?
I guess. I mean, he's unorthodox from any definition of the word, I think. This week, what are we going to be talking about? It looks like the Mueller report might have been issued to, at least to the Department of Justice, before you go on the air Sunday.
Yeah. Let me just say, my rule of thumb has always been, if on when this report is going to come out, take the over. Because, every time, I mean, literally, President Trump's lawyer in October of 2017, John Dowd said he expected the report to be released by Thanksgiving of 2017. We're now
true.
Past Valentine's Day of 2019. Now, there sure do seem to be a bunch of reports that if it's not out by tomorrow, it'll be out sometime next week or the week after. But, I'll believe it when I see it. And then, of course, the question becomes, will there be, how much will be released? Because the way it's supposed to work is it's confidential. This is according to the regulation. It goes to the Attorney General, now Bill Barr, and he decides what he's going to release. So let's say it is released tomorrow. We may not, one, know that it's been filed, or two, what's in it. But, I have to bet and hope as a reporter that some of it will get leaked and we'll find out what's in it. And I think, frankly, I mean, obviously confidential information is confidential, but I think after putting the country through this for the better part of 2 years, I think most people want to know what's in it. And if it exonerates the president, Lord knows we want to hear that, because he's labored under a cloud since late 2016. And if it indicates that he did something wrong, we need to hear that as well.
You've been watching this stuff for a long time. If it ends with just Bill Barr saying, I've received the report from Bob Mueller, and not a flurry of indictments at the last minute, isn't that in and of itself sort of ending with a whimper instead of a bang?
Oh, well, it's certainly an ending with a whimper. The question is it appropriate or not? Because, that doesn't necessarily say what And it won't end that way anyway. I was going to say, I wouldn't tell you what the president did or didn't do, because the operating guidelines at the Justice Department is the president can't be indicted. And, you know, part of this becomes, should Congress find out what, if anything, the president did and decide, you know, whether to impeach or not? In other words, you on the one hand, you can sit there and say, well, because of department guidelines, we can't impeach the president. But on the other hand, you know, it could be considered a high crime and misdemeanor. So, you know, I think the country needs to know. The country
sure.
needs to know, did the president do something wrong or did he not do something wrong? And, you know, just for Barr to say, you know, I got a report and that's it. The fact of the matter is it won't end there, because you can be sure that congressional committees in the House with Democratic control will subpoena Barr, will subpoena Mueller, and try to get from them what they found.
That is spot on. Chris, we'll be looking forward to Fox News Sunday this weekend.
Yeah, let me just say, we didn't even talk about it, but you know what we got next week? We got the Trump-Kim summit, and that's obviously going to be a huge story for Sunday. 2-3 days before, are they going to make any progress in terms of denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula?
Yeah, it's a great point. We'll look forward to that as well. Chris, thank you.
You bet.